The next patient is Roger Foltz. The last name is F-O-L-T-Z, like in Zulu. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old white male that has been on dialysis since 2018. Period. The problem that we are confronting is that the patient developed congestive heart failure. We know that this patient has a cardiomyopathy with an ejection fraction that is 30 to 35%. The patient has atrial fibrillation, status post ablation. He has a permanent pacemaker. The fluid management during the dialysis has been consistent with poor fluid management and poor control of the blood pressure. Both of those are circumstances that are very detrimental in a dialysis patient. The patient was explained about the weakness in his heart, the reason for the pacemaker, the reason to avoid salt, and in a one-to-one conversation, we spent more than 15 minutes going through the process. Period. This is a patient that recently changed to my service. Number two, arterial hypertension. The compliance with the blood pressure medication has been extremely poor. The patient was just released from the hospital, and today he has 130 over 78, which is commendable. We encourage the patient to continue taking the medications, following the fluid restriction, and following the low-sodium diet. Following number, the patient has a tendency to develop hyperkalemia, but also the source of the potassium, mainly in potatoes and coffee, tomatoes, bananas, some fruits like oranges, kiwi, were discussed with the patient. The dangers and the comorbidities associated to hyperkalemia were also discussed. Following number, the patient has anemia related to CKD that is managed at the kidney center. Following number, the patient has a history of DVT. Now, he has an inferior vena cava filter. We are going to continue monitoring this patient and the transplant workup as outpatient. I'm going to give him an appointment in 2 months. Otherwise, I'll see him regularly at the kidney center.